I hope you're not too confused on this episode of 90s Tunes Podcast with Avery and Lena.
I mean, it is a bit confusing. This is a 90s album soundtrack, but it's all 70s songs.
Yes. Before we get into that, though, I want to acknowledge something on the podcast. This is our one-year anniversary of the podcast and episode 99 of the podcast, so...
100 will be out this weekend.
With MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Of course. I mean, we could do too legit to quit. But anyway, let's talk about this episode. 99, 1 year.
So last week, after we interviewed Avery, we didn't pick an album. So we decided, pure coincidence, we'd talk about one of the albums that we both had when we both got together. We combined our CD collection, and we only had two of the same albums. We already did one of them, which was Big Shiny Tunes 2. And since this is a one-year anniversary, we thought we'd do our second album that we had together. And it was the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. So, did you have a lot of compilation albums or just these two?
I had some. I had, I don't know, a quarter of my...
I need to know exact numbers.
Of my CD collection was compilations, like... soundtracks or just compilations or charity things, maybe a quarter, maybe less. I didn't actually count.
Okay.
You?
I had some soundtracks and stuff. Like I remember I had the Forrest Gump soundtrack, and that was a double CD.
Yeah.
I think I had some other soundtracks like for shows and stuff, but I still have a couple compilation albums as well. Nothing that I can think of right off of hand.
I have some that I could talk about, but I plan to choose some at some point.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to talk about them.
Okay.
If that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. I'm not against a compilation soundtrack.
No, neither am I.
It's a good way to just hear. Sometimes it'll introduce you to a band.
Yeah, it will. Sometimes it does. So did you enjoy the movie?
I think so. It was a while since I saw it. I don't know if I saw it back in 93 when it was released, but a couple years after that. I remember liking it. It has Parker Posey, who at the time was my favorite actress, and for a long time was my favorite actress. Might still be. I haven't seen her in anything for a while. Yeah. You?
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I remembered fondly. I think I probably owned it on VHS at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it holds up or anything like that, because I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I think I have watched it since the 90s, but just like once or twice.
I've seen it a few times.
And like pieces. But yeah, I mean, biggest thing I think was Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Came from this movie. Not going to do an impression.
Good. Thank you.
Because it would sound very similar to what I just said. Mm-hmm. I heard a teacher at my school say that yesterday. So it's just, it's still in the vernacular?
Ether?
I don't know. Zeitgeist? Are we using these words right? I don't know.
Probably not.
I did something different for this episode. I didn't do homework.
Okay.
I didn't. And not because I was lazy. Don't think I'm a bad student. I like doing the work. I will do the work.
Well,
but I wanted to do it different.
This isn't a teacher-student podcast, so.
Yes, and I...
You made me feel really creepy there for a second.
I don't think any of my high school teachers are listening, or any of my teachers in any point are listening and judging me on it.
You never know.
But if you are, and you want to hand me an A or gold star or something, I'm all right with that.
Okay.
I was a student who didn't get lower than that. Generally. Yeah, so we're going to go. I didn't even look at the album. We're going to go song by song and talk about our memories or just our feelings, our thoughts.
Before we do that, this was a hard one to find on Google or YouTube Music. It really frustrated me. Like even today when I listened to it, I was driving from Medicine Hat to Calgary, so had some time to kill. I put on this, but it wasn't in order.
Yeah, that happened. Well, I didn't 100% listen because that happened. Part of it because that happened to me. Didn't mean to cut you off, but that was frustrating. I wanted to hear it in the order. And whether that order is how they show up in the movie or what, I don't know.
Yeah.
how the songs go with the movie. I can't remember. I think there might have been a double or like a second Dazed and Confused, like more Dazed and Confused or something.
Yeah, I think there was.
When I looked on Apple Music, I could get three of the songs and the rest, you could see the names, but you couldn't listen to. And that was kind of, So, and then luckily you found the actual CD.
Yes.
And a light shone upon it and some music went like. And
you know what was not in there? The actual CD.
Yeah, that would have been too much. Then the light quickly dissipated. Disappeared.
We have the jewel case with the front and back cover. Just no physical media inside.
Yeah. So shall we jump into it?
Yeah. Okay. First song, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer.
I didn't know who sang this song till right now, even though I had the CD. Yeah, great way to start. I didn't I thought that School's Out was the start of the CD, so which we'll go, we'll talk to, but yeah.
I enjoyed the song. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was a good, it has just a good vibe.
Yeah.
Just it gets you right in the mood for 70s music in the 90s. And then.
Slow Ride by Foghat.
Great song.
I thought it was really good, like when I was driving today and just listening to it. And it's just like, it was really fun to listen to.
Yeah, it has a good, like, I don't want to go with vibe again. just the music is kind of like funky-ish for rock and roll funk. Like,
it has like this high and then this low, but the low isn't like a bad low. It's just like this mellow part. And
would you say the rhythm is right?
Yeah.
You could move to that music?
Yeah, I would.
Go all night?
Yep.
Two bangers at the start.
I think that the next song has to be on this soundtrack because School's Out by Alice Cooper. It's so fitting for the movie because it's the last day of school and summer's beginning, so.
I think of this song at the end of every school year. and then the beginning because of the Staples ad. How do they go? There's Staples ad and it's like.
That was, they used, did they use School's Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in the ads.
Okay.
And I think these like School's Out forever. And then they're like, well, not really. We have to go back. I forget how they went. But he was, I'm pretty sure he was in it. Yeah. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do like about this song is, it's not an over, well, a lot of these aren't, but it's not an overplayed song.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably his biggest known hit.
Yeah, I would say so. I agree with you on that.
I don't even know if it's my favorite, but.
Yeah, I agree. It's maybe not my favorite, but it's probably, like you said, one of their biggest hit.
Yeah.
Biggest hit.
And introduced me to Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of
early on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But I really thought this started with this. The album started with this. So I think because it is a fitting opener. So it's almost like it restarts again, almost if that makes sense. Just, or maybe, no, I was going to say maybe I skipped ahead to this, but no, I wouldn't have skipped the other two.
Okay.
Oh, next one.
Jim Dandy by Black Oak, Arkansas.
I
didn't know who sung this. I didn't know who did it, but I remember the song because it's so catchy and so fun.
It is a fun song. It's up there, like a fun feeling, almost like Sin Wagon by Dixie Chicks. You know, just kind of, it's not quite the same genre or whatever, but just fun. Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. I don't even know this band. They don't even sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else they sing, if anything. Well, they probably do, but if this was, but yeah. I don't even think I've only ever said that all randomly. I think I've only ever heard it on this soundtrack. I don't think I've heard it outside of this.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't think I heard it before this. It should be played more often.
Should be. ZZ Top. Tush.
I can't. Is it Tush or Tush? Tush. Tush. I can't remember this song. I'm going to actually have to listen it because I don't often know names of songs. So that's part of it. So I'll look it up. I'm sure I know it. Everything else is really ringing a bell. So there we go. Oh, yeah, this song. This is a good song.
Yeah.
It flows so well into after Jim Dandy.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I listen to those first couple of chords.
Well, you talk about the first couple chords. That's what I find about this whole CD. It's very easy to play air guitar to all of these songs. Once you start listening, they all have this like 70s sound, but distinct guitar riffs in every song. Like they're all really good guitar riffs in it.
You know, there is almost a common kind of theme to that. You're right. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, but
like any of these songs on here, it's like that is so distinct with that guitar work.
Yeah.
Even like the next song, like Love Hurts by Nazareth, it brings it slower down, but it's like still very distinct.
Yes, and Avery knows this, but I hate that song. I really don't like that song. I would always skip it if I was close enough to skip, but I had a small room, so I was always close enough to skip this song. Yeah, I just never liked this song. I just could never get into it. I think I like other Nazareth songs.
I do. I remember having their greatest hit CD at one point.
What else do they sing? I'm sure I know that I might.
Hair
know.
Of the Dog.
Yeah.
Flight Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's surprising. I mean, generally slow kind of ballady songs aren't my go-to, but yeah, I always skipped this song.
Okay. Then we got to Nuge.
Yep.
Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
I read it, I'm like, I don't know. And then I clearly remembered in my head.
I see Ted Nugent on interviews now. And I'm like, he looks like an old rocker, but not a guy that would make rock music. He looks like a guy at the bar that would be listening to a band drinking like 15 Budweisers in a time of 3 hours or something while the band's on. But he doesn't strike me as a guy playing the music almost.
But the band is a cover band.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the kind of dive bar he's in. What else does he sing? I know I must know something else, do I? I'm just relying on you to do, because here's the thing. If I don't do homework, I know nothing. Or do we only know this song?
Oh, you give me time.
Wango Tango sounds familiar.
Yeah, Wango Tango.
I need to listen to it.
Oh, Storm Troopin' is a good song. Is Wango Tango not?
I have this feeling I don't know really much else by Ted Nugent, but kind of the names. I knew the name Wango Tango, but when I listened to it.
But is Wango Tango done by Ted Nugent? I have it down here as Scream Dream.
According to this YouTube video, is, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
so
maybe it was the name of the album. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to look it up, but yeah. But great song, Stranglehold.
Yeah.
Again, that guitar, that
kind
of like almost like 70s rock from the South.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of like... I don't think it's like rockabilly, but yeah, just like, I mean, they're not all from the South, but just kind of that.
And we have Cherry Bomb by the Runaways, another fun song.
This song is really fun. I used to have it on my running mix. I almost died listening to it, so I took it off. This is one song I've listened to quite a few times outside of this CD. Maybe my favorite one on the CD.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think it's the only female voice on it. So that's kind of my, not just because it's a female, but that's kind of what my ears like listening to. Yeah.
And then speaking of running, we have Fox on a Run by Sweet.
I forgot about this song.
It's a good song. Yeah. I'd say it doesn't get as much airplay as Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's right up there with Ballroom Blitz.
It's kind of like there's Cherry Bomb, which is so high energy, and this like brings you down with still a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your energy just really takes a dive in a mellow way for the next one.
Lowrider by War.
Great.
It's such a good song, but it does take that mellowing effect into like the whole, you're up, you're still up, and you're like, oh, hey, I need a breather. I really need a good breather, and it's just been so awesome so far. So this brings it down.
Is this my favorite song? I don't know. I kind of forgot about it till I just read it. And I didn't. No, I've never forgotten about this song, but I forgot it was on.
But it still has like that awesome like guitar notable. And then the cowbell in there as well.
Was it on an ad as well? I feel it was for something. I don't know what. We could look it up.
But then you get right into the mellow. This is where you like... sit back in your chair and relax a lot more.
I say this is where you go to the bathroom. Get yourself a drink, refreshments.
During Lynyrd Skynyrd's Tuesday's Gone.
Yeah, this song isn't my favorite either. I don't hate it like Love Hurts, but yeah. Sometimes I would skip this song.
I think it's a good song, but it's a little too low for me. Like,
yeah, actually, I think just where it hits on the CD is partly why. It's just a different kind of vibe. Yes, I'm going with vibe again. I'm also wondering how long this song is. I feel it's a long song.
It's about 4 hours and 53 minutes.
No, I don't think that's right. It doesn't sound right. How much can a CD hold anyway? Or maybe it's just a song that seems like a long time.
7 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah. I think that was always my problem with the song. I think it's just too long, so maybe I listened to some and skipped it. And I just think that's what it is, just too long as opposed to not liking it. Yeah. Now that you tell me that.
I'm really glad that they picked Highway Star by Deep Purple instead of Smoke on the Water. Smoke on the Water is a great song too, but I think it's so overplayed.
And then if it had been on this, it would be more overplayed.
Yes.
At least in my realm. Yeah, I agree. And no, this is a good song. This is, I think, an underrated song.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think it's overshadowed a lot by Smoke on the Water.
And not just that. I think it's, even on here, it's almost an underrated song. It's not the first one you think of.
Okay.
And it's, you can picture going down a highway. This is, yep. See, I didn't even have to re-listen to the songs. I can't, except for a couple, I really remember them.
And then Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. I think this is a fitting, very fitting song for this, for the movie.
I'm going to say this. Don't come at me, people. I used to like this song. It's so overplayed. I skip this if it's on the radio anytime I hear this. And Kiss is so overplayed that I almost don't like Kiss.
Okay.
It's kind of that for me because they're so overplayed, and there's some older bands, because you've been hearing it your whole life, that I just tire of the songs by after my 45 years of on this world. Some I just tire of. This one is one that I used to love it, but I'm tired. I'm done with this song. And
so, have you ever rock and rolled all night? Stayed up all night?
I've stayed up all night. I can't say rocking and rolling, probably dancing.
Partying.
Yeah, but not, I was never rock. I never rock and rolled and then partied every day. I've stayed up all night partying and then worked the next day. I can't do that now. I'd probably die.
I think I would too.
Yeah. What's their song? There's a movie and they go to see Kiss. Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
I like that song.
With Eddie Furlong and Gene Simmons' wife. I forget her name.
Oh, is she in it?
Yeah.
Shannon something. Tweedy?
Yeah, Shannon Tweed.
Tweed, yeah.
I think
Tweedy.
She's in, yeah.
That's a bird.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I remember seeing it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I remember it good.
And I forgot this was on this. I didn't even know this was on it. I just totally blanked that this was on it.
Okay.
Not this, the next one. I was waiting.
And then finally, the end song, Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
How did I forget this was on it? Great song.
It is. You have to say that because
No.
Might punch you in the face.
Not my favorite Black Sabbath song, but a great song. And I think many people know this song.
Yeah. I think it's, according to the radio, it's one of their three songs.
Yes. But I never turn it off if I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not tired of it. It's because it's such a great iconic song, but somehow I forgot it was on this.
Yeah. So what would you say your favorite song on the album is?
Sorry, I'm just going to go back. Also, when I read Paranoid, talking about 90s music, I also think of Garbage. I think I'm paranoid.
Okay, yeah.
My mind goes both places when I hear that word. And that might not even be called Paranoid. Yeah, my favorite. I see, I'm just like stalling for time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. My favorite might be different than what I think we should have on the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking. I think it might be Cherry Bomb. Or Lowrider's close, but I think Cherry Bomb. What about you?
I'd have to go with Paranoid, but I think it's different than what I want to put on the playlist as well.
I want to put Jim Dandy on.
I was going
to
say the same.
No, it's just because I only know it here. And people should hear it if they don't know it.
I'm just, I have to go with Black Sabbath for my favorite, but maybe second favorite? Ooh, that's maybe Stranglehold by Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
Because it's such a good rock out song.
I want to say, too, like Paranoid doesn't fit this CD. Like, it's a whole different feeling to this song than a lot of it. It's not that.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with
which
that.
Which isn't a bad thing on the song. I wish I remembered the movie and where they played this, how it fit with. So you said Ted Nugent?
Yeah, maybe Stranglehold by Ted Nugent as my second favorite. Maybe Jim Dandy's my second favorite, though.
Yeah. There's some good ones. I think if you ask me a different day, I might have a different answer. I think it's that kind of
soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could depend on your mood. You're right.
And now I'm just totally blanked on Fox on the Run. Like, forgot that song exists. I'm like, yeah, that's a good song too. But I think I'll go with Cherry Bomb. Gun to my head. Because, you know, that's what someone's really dying to know. I enjoyed revisiting this.
So did I.
Also, you see that cover, that happy face with the droopy eyes. I don't know why they're droopy. They should be red as well. that right there, boom, you're in that. I want to say that mood. And for me, it was in the mood of the movie because I saw it a couple times, but I listened to this CD a lot.
Okay, nice.
So that mood. And it's that air guitar mood, I guess.
It is. Like I said, there's a lot of air guitaring that could be done on this album.
Yeah, it's a good one. I could see why we both had this album.
Yeah.
It was actually, I could see why you had this album, very you. It was kind of out there for me to have this album because it wasn't quite what I might have listened to, but I did listen to it. So it seems like you probably weren't introduced to a lot of these bands through this CD, but I was.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some of them I don't know if I knew before this.
Or... Yeah, I feel the same in some of these songs too, so.
Yeah, like my parents didn't listen to this kind of music. Did I think your dad might have
dad
listened to some.
Listened to stuff like, probably like Kiss and...
Black Sabbath?
Deep Purple, Lynyrd Skynyrd, yeah.
Yeah, so.
All those kind of rocking kind of bands.
Yeah, but a great CD, great, I mean... mellow vibe, which I think they were going with Dazed and Confused and the like getting high kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. I could see if that was your thing, that this would be a great CD to listen to and just zone out.
Exactly.
What are we listening to next week? I don't know if it can be better than this.
We are listening to God Shuffled His Feet by the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, you shocked me. I was holding out on the CD, hoping you...
Hoping I would pick it?
Yes. Is this the one with... Okay, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. You.
I knew we were going to have to talk about this album sooner or later.
Me too, but...
And I listened to something earlier today, and it was just like, yeah, the deep voice sounds like Crash Test Dummy, so it's like, we're going to do that.
Yeah, I have some thoughts. I have some things to say. I'll save thoughts. It for a week.
Okay. Awesome.
Till next time.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for enjoying this podcast for a year if you've been listening to every episode. Or
99.
Or if you listen to one or two episodes. Thanks for listening to that many.
Yeah.
Thank you.